Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
Our first order as pastors, don't judge anybody who walks through that door. He said, love them, train them to be champions for me, because I'm coming back for a champion church.
He goes into the synagogue to read, and there was delivered unto him the book of Isaiah, the book that he read about when he was a boy and he studied. And he opened it and found the place where it was written. You got to understand something. They didn't do that. It was already predestined what they said. And it is a years in advance. But he found, he went against custom. He's operating on a higher realm. It's no longer custom or religion. Are y'all with me? And he finds where that is. And he finds the book of Isaiah. He opens it up. And he found the place where it was written. There it is. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For he anointed me. In other words, in Hebrew, he said, Ani I Ashia. Woo! Where he said that, they just found that synagogue. And we are the second group to come in there because the mom, we're in there. They're still dusting off. The floor was beautiful. They found the place where he stood because the platform was there. And all we could do is go. And they were so excited because they said, all through Israel, we know where Jesus was and about and where, but never exactly. And they said, this is the first time we can say he was exactly there. Oh. Randy was the TV cameraman, and mom, nothing stops mom. And she goes back and she's talking to the priest. She's talking to all of them, and she gets favor, and she comes back. Chip, what? They're gonna let you stand there 5 minutes, and they said they haven't even let anybody stand there. They're going to let you stand there because they heard about what you have been teaching about Jesus going throughout the whole Galilee. He didn't just say it there. It says he went about the whole Galilee. Every time he got up and spoke, he would say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Why? Because I'm going to operate on a higher realm of identity. I operated for 33 years on another realm. There was no miracles, but not now. He's the head, we're the body. What are we doing? Oh, I know about it, Chip. The whole time, I know about it, and your power cord's dragging. I just saw that. A lot of Christians with their power cord. Like a little tail. Hey, you need to go. No, you need to plug in.
Right.
Yeah, they're unplugged. Plug it in. plug it in. And let the power begin. It'll get in your skin. Plug it in. The Spirit of the Lord is Ani Ashia. Whoo! Can you imagine? Because we know their reaction because they got offended at it. Who are you breaking these customs, rolling out, not reading what you were supposed to read? And he goes, after he read, he hands the scroll back to the minister and sat down. I'm like, is anybody seeing? Oh yeah, Chip, he sat down, he was tired. Oh, no. Why didn't it say he sat down every time he sat down? Why didn't the Bible say Jesus sat down every time he sat down? One time. He sits down in the... Do y'all believe it or not? You don't have to. I am God. God in me. We're talking about a different realm here of identity. You don't know your identity, church. That's what he was saying. But there's a higher realm of identity. Is that's it?
And so I get there, and now remember, he sits down, and they say, "Who are you?" "I am." If he's the head, and it's a different realm. Amen? Glory to God. We're not going to deny this power. And he designed and equipped each of us to operate in this power for everyday life. And it's available for every born-again believer. And it's not just for the fivefold ministry. Amen? Glory to God. Now watch the similarities. Watch the similarities between Jesus' description of the Comforter and John's description of the anointing. John 14. Jesus talking to his disciples right before his crucifixion. He says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost," that's what he was anointed with, "whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you" what? "All things." Somebody say all. "And bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I said unto you." 1 John 2, it says, "But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye knows all things, and that anointing which you have received abides in you." So all things needed to know is in you. And he goes on to say, "And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you all things." But Lord, we need preachers, but we're not talking about the preacher. We're talking about the anointing in the preacher. Amen. Anointing and unction are the same Greek word, charisma, and it's a smearing, it's a painting, it's a covering, it's an overtaking. And that's what happened to Elijah. That's what happened to Samson. That power just smeared, and the Holy Ghost personality will supernaturally overshadow your personality when this happens. His character will paint over your character. When the superpower of the third person of the Trinity is smeared on your natural self, you'll have to introduce yourself to yourself. You will suddenly become supernatural. Whatever you previously did in your natural ability, you will now do supernaturally. And we had those six people, and they did it, and Rodney Clark was the first one. And they went to levels that people were not ever familiar with. But we did it all for the glory of God. And it reached people. And after it was all over and I was leaving ORU, and those six came together and we threw a little party, goodbye party, whatever. And they said, "Chip, everything happened that was in that Bible that happened to Jesus. Our fame spread. All of us have been on magazine covers. All of us have went to a higher level. And all of us have had more open doors in our arenas to meet and get people saved and healed and the power of God. All of it, while those other 236 could have, but their power cords are dragging around. As they go out and get their diplomas and they go off into whatever they're going to do. No power." There has to be power. And he's the power source. Jesus knew it, and he would not go anywhere without saying it. I want everybody to know, it ain't me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. So what you're about to hear is the anointing. And it's the same power that raised is going to raise me. Right? It's the same power that created the universe. And it's in us. Amen? But did you receive it a little differently because it's a higher realm of identity? Mom said that John G. Lake's daughter said that it rocked his world. It changed everything. It was an awakening to him. He was a Christian. He knew all of this stuff, and he had all this information. But when he found out about a higher realm of identity, he started operating in it. Brother Hagin did the same thing. He said the very first thing a Christian should do after they get saved is get filled, and then after that, find out who they are in him. And not just find out who we are. Somebody say this, would you? Say, "I am anointed." Maybe that was the first time you've ever said it. But I can guarantee you this, your spirit was created to say it. If Jesus said it, we're to say it. Amen?
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Say it.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
The Word of God is in me.
The Word of God is in me.
Therefore, I am anointed.
Therefore, I am
on a level
that
the world is not familiar with. All for the glory of God. Now, in order to operate in this power, if you start judging one another, I'm not talking about parents discerning for their children. I'm not talking about bosses at work. There's positions that you have to make decisions. Are y'all understanding what I'm talking about? I was talking about amongst yourselves. So we're not going to judge and criticize each other. That unplugs the power source pretty quick. When you get out of love or you get offended, that unplugs the power source. So, Chip, that's why I had you. That's why I told you to preach on judgment. Because if you're going to this higher realm and you're going to operate in it, I don't know about you, but we're going to see it. I'm not just praying about it and hoping it one day. We're going to live in it. It's happening here. Amen? Singers and musicians playing. I remember when it would get on Brother Hagin's drummer, or it'd get on some guitar player. Keith Moore, and songs would come out. And I would see them just start playing. But we've gotten too conditional, too structured for the move. God help us. I'm excited. I am anointed. What did David say when they tried, his men told him to kill Saul? Touch not God. He had every right to judge Saul. He had every right to kill Saul. But he said, don't touch that anointing. Well, Saul had stepped out of that anointing. It don't matter. He once was anointing, and you don't mess with it. So if he was around us in some of our lunch, you know, we're having lunch or we're talking or we're texting or socializing on media, and we start talking about somebody, even we started out with bless their hearts or whatever, or I'm just saying ... I'm not judging. I'm just saying bless their hearts. I really believe David would say, hey, don't touch God's anointing. Why? Because you won't operate in that lion, bear killing, giant killing anointing. And it's a different realm. He took me from a shepherd to a king. Yeah, I made mistakes, but I repented. Amen? We're the body of Christ. So, Lord, thank you. Let's all lift up our hands and thank him for the word today. Say, I receive that word. Say, I am anointed.
I am anointed.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And he has anointed me. And the Word of God is in me. And I will operate for the glory of God on a level that the world is not familiar with. And Lord, I just want to thank you again that we took care of those problems earlier today. We were led, and that's the start of this new season. Of a higher realm of identity. Say, a higher realm of identity. You know, just like Mom said in class, she said, ask the Lord to give you wisdom and revelation about this. Lord, teach me more about a higher realm of identity. And I asked him that same thing, and he said, that's why you're learning about authority. That's why you have to learn and know about the anointing and stay plugged in. Plug into the power. Because now is the hour. Glory to God.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And remember, champions always prevail.